This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. The National Democratic Alliance, NDA, today unanimously elected Prime Minister Narendra Modi as its leader. During the meeting of the NDA leaders at Prime Minister's residence in New Delhi, a resolution was passed mentioning that India has witnessed all-round development in every field in the last 10 years during the NDA government under the leadership of Mr. Modi. The resolution also states that the people of the country have elected a strong leadership with an absolute majority for the third consecutive term after 6 decades. The partners of INDIA bloc today met in New Delhi to chalk out their strategies on government formation at the centre. The meeting was held at the official residence of Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge in New Delhi. During the meeting, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge said the alliance welcomes all parties which shares its fundamental commitment to the values enshrined in the preamble of our constitution. Talking to media after the INDIA bloc meeting, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge said alliance partners discussed on the current political situation in the country. President Draupadi Murmu has dissolved the 17th Lok Sabha today. The Union Cabinet, in its meeting held this afternoon, advised the President to dissolve the 17th Lok Sabha with immediate effect. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today met the President at Rashtrapati Bhavan and tendered his resignation along with the Union Council of Ministers. The President accepted the resignation and asked the Prime Minister and the Union Council of Ministers to continue in office till the new government is formed. A Delhi court today denied interim bail to Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in the alleged liquor policy scam. Special Judge Kaveri Baweja of the Rouse Avenue Court dismissed Kejriwal's plea seeking interim bail for 7 days on medical grounds. The court directed the Tihar Jail authorities to take care of Kejriwal's medical needs during his judicial custody. His regular bail plea is scheduled for a hearing on the 7th of June. In Odisha, the BJP has registered a resounding victory in the just-concluded state assembly elections, ending more than 24 years' tenure of Naveen Patnaik-led BJD government in the state. After the defeat of the BJD in the polls, Mr. Naveen Patnaik today tendered his resignation to Governor Raghuvar Das at the Raj Bhavan in Bhubaneswar. In Andhra Pradesh, Governor S. Abdul Nazir has dissolved the 15th State Legislative Assembly today. The governor has asked Y.S. Jagan Mohan Reddy to continue as caretaker chief minister till the new government is formed. The NDA secured a historic mandate, winning 164 of the 175 assembly and 21 of the 25 parliament seats. The Indian Institute of Technology Bombay has been ranked as the first Indian institute in the Quaccarelli Simons World University rankings this year. For the first time, IIT Bombay has been ranked within the top 125 and has secured the 118th position. Its overall score is 56.3 out of 100. The institute has made a significant leap from 149th rank last year. The results released yesterday shows a notable improvement of 31 places this year. Widespread light to moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorms and lightning is very likely over northeast regions, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim during the next 7 days. India Meteorological Department has said that similar conditions are also likely over Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit-Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand during the next 3 to 4 days. IMD said that light rainfall with thunderstorm and dust storm is very likely over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan during the next 2 days. Meanwhile, heat wave conditions are likely to prevail in Madhya Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh, Jharkhand, Punjab, Haryana, Rajasthan and Odisha during the next 3 to 4 days. In tennis, the second-seeded Indo-Australian duo of Rohan Bopanna and Matthew Ebden secured a place in the semifinals of the French Open with a comfortable victory over Belgium's Sander Gillet and Joran Willigen in today's men's doubles quarterfinals. The Indo-Australian pair won 7-6, 5-7, 6-1 at Court Suzanne Le Glen. And in ICC T20 World Cup, group stage match between India and Ireland is underway at Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York. While chasing a target of 96, India were 29 for the loss of 1 wicket in 3.5 overs. And with that, we end this news bulletin.